Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about It's Coming Earlier Than Expected. And we're coming from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 6 and verse 15. So grab your journals. Speaking of journals, all of the orders for the Christian Bay journals have been sent out. If you have not received a tracking number or if you have not received your journal, please send an email to thechristianbay@gmail.com and me and my team will get back to you. We have sent out all of the orders and we are so excited to see your pictures and see you guys taking notes from the podcast and from the YouTube in your new Christian Bay journals. So as you guys already know, God always gives me words through my everyday life situations and the current season that I'm in and things of that nature. So you guys also know that I've been moving and getting new furniture and just settling into my new place and everything like that. And that's why I haven't been making sit down videos where you guys can see my face. I've only been doing audio videos because I'm still getting everything set up. But I did want to ask you guys, do you guys want to see some vlogs? Because I'm thinking about dropping a vlog on February 1st. So if you would like to see more vlogs on my channel and more lifestyle content, go on my YouTube, The Christian Bay TV, and leave a comment on one of the videos and let me know what type of other content you would like to see on my YouTube. Of course, the prophetic words and the Bible studies are not going to stop, but I am bringing more content in 2022, and I've been planning and brainstorming and praying on that as well during this prayer and fasting time. So go leave a comment on a YouTube video and let's get into today's word, because of course today's word came from a situation with me moving. With me moving, I've been of course purchasing furniture to fit into my new space, and I was looking for a dresser to go with my bedroom set, and I found this dresser on Walmart's website, and I really liked the color and the shape of it and everything, but it said it would take like a week and a half to come, and the expected date was my birthday. And I was talking to my friend and I was like, I don't want to get this dresser because I don't want to wait until my birthday to have to be setting up a dresser. Like, no, I want a dresser that's in store that I can put in my room right now and, you know, just finish unpacking and everything. So I went looking in stores, driving all around town. I didn't see any dresser in stores that I like. I looked on Wayfair. I didn't see any dresser CB2. I didn't see any dresser that I like. I wanted this specific dresser and it was on Walmart's website. So my friend was like, well, a week and a half isn't that bad. And I was just like, yeah, but I don't want to be putting together a dresser on my birthday. Like, no, I want all my stuff already in the new dresser. So I'm just going to keep looking. Long story short, I didn't find anything. So I just ended up going on the website, Walmart's website, and I just purchased the dresser. And I'm just like, well, it ain't going to come to my birthday. So it's probably not going to be up because I'm not going to spend my birthday putting up a dresser. So that's just what it's going to be. That's just what it is. At least I have a new dresser. Thank you, God, for that. I don't like the date that is coming, but thank you, God, that I have a new dresser. And I was thanking God because since I've moved in this new place, the word that God has been placing on my heart is you don't put old wine into new wine skin. You must put new wine in new wine skin. So a lot of the stuff in my new place is new because that's the word that God has been placing on my heart. So of course I was thankful for being able to order this new dresser, but I just wanted it on the date that I wanted it because I didn't want it to come on my birthday. So yesterday I got an email and the email said, your new dress, your product is on the way. It will be here tomorrow, which is today. And I text my friend and I was like, girl, the dresser's coming. I placed the order on, I think the 15th, which was, I think, Sunday or something like that, Sunday or Saturday. And I was like, girl, the dresser's coming tomorrow. And she was like, who waiting a week and a half? Not you. And the minute that she said that, God dropped in my spirit, early delivery. And I automatically knew that that was going to be today's word. The minute that he dropped it in my spirit, early delivery. So this isn't that type of word where you got to take a bunch of notes. We got to try to break it down and dissect it. In this season, God is saying there's going to be a lot of early deliveries. It's going to come quicker than you expected it to come. It's going to come quicker than the computer or quicker than the website or quicker than the people told you that it was come or quicker than they said that it should happen. Oh, it's not going to happen that fast. You're going to have to put in more work. The page isn't going to grow that fast. You're going to have to put in more work. Your YouTube isn't going to take off that fast. You're going to have to put in more work and you're going to gonna have to work at that job a little bit longer before you get that promotion, and you're gonna have to save up a little bit more money before you reach that goal. God is saying it's going to come quicker and earlier than you expected. It's gonna be an early delivery. And when I sat down and I began to take notes for this word, God showed me all the things that told me this wouldn't come in the time frame that I wanted it to come. Walmart website told me the expected date was the 28th, and I wasn't even gonna order it, even though I know that God was calling me to purchase new furniture. I wasn't gonna order it because of what Walmart said. I wasn't gonna order it because of what the website said. And Walmart must know the date that it's gonna come, and the website must be correct with the shipping, and COVID plays a part. So COVID is slowing everything down when it comes to shipping. So I guess that they're right. I'm not gonna order it, and I'm not gonna get the thing that I want because of the qualifications of the world. The world says it's not gonna come in my time frame. The world says I can't get it when I want it. The world says that it's gonna be a slow progress. The world says that this delivery is not gonna be the type of delivery that I would want it to be. But God says, I don't care what the world said. God says COVID can't stand against my timetable. God says, I don't care what the website says. I don't care what the bank account says. I don't care what your mama said. I don't care what your friend said. I don't care what your boss said. I don't care what statistically makes sense. I don't care what it looks like according to the timetable of this world. It's going to come earlier than you expected. And I'm going to take into account what you would like. I'm going to take into account the desires of your heart, because I'm just that type of father. My birthday is, to me, it's a national holiday, but not to everybody else. But God is just that type of God, where he says, I'm going to take into account what you would like to happen, and I can make it come earlier than expected, because I'm the type of God that shows you that I don't have to follow the rules of systems. I don't have to follow the rules of shipping. I don't have to follow the rules of COVID. I don't have to follow the rules of Walmart. I don't have to follow the expected date that they gave you. I can expedite it, and it can get to you tomorrow if I wanted it to. And when I was writing down these notes, I was thinking about how we have to stop boxing God in according to the conditions of this world. Well, the computer said it's coming on this date, and that's just the end of the story. Well, the job said that I can't get a promotion. That's just the end of the story. And my bank account says I don't have enough money for it. Then that's just the end of the story. But it does not matter what the computer says, what the bank account says, what Walmart says, what the people say. God is making it clear that I can expedite any promise that I've given you. I can cause a shift in any situation that I've called you to. I can pull you out of any pit that the people has placed you in, because I do not live and I do not operate and I do not move according to the conditions of this world. It's coming earlier than expected. And what I want you guys to take most from this word is to do it anyways. I'm trying to get it to y'all the way that God gave it to me. Y'all, I was not going to order it because I didn't like the expected date that the computer gave me. I did not like the expected date that Walmart gave me. But when I was praying and when I was purchasing, I had already talked to God and said, God, I would like all this stuff to come in before my birthday, because my birthday week, I don't want to have to be getting this stuff together. I want to be unpacked and already set in so that I can just enjoy my birthday. This was a private conversation between me and God. Walmart don't have to approve of what I talked to God about. God don't need Walmart approval. Walmart didn't know about me and God's conversation, but God did. Y'all, my new bed came a week early. And now this dresser is coming early. And God is saying it's coming earlier than expected. But imagine if I hadn't ordered it. Imagine if I didn't move and do what God had told me to do. Imagine if I said, well, the computer says that it's going to come on this date, and I know that I don't want it on this date, so I'm just not going to have a dresser. Then guess what? I just would not have a new dresser, because I didn't do my part. When you do your part, God does his part. And there's something that you're sitting on because you're threatened and you're bothered by the expected date. And God is saying, I don't play by the rules of that expected date. I don't play by the rules of that corporation. I don't play by the rules of that rule book. I move how I want to move, but I need you to move first so that I can show you how I move. If I didn't place the order, God couldn't have expedited it. It would not have came early if I didn't do my part. If I was threatened or if I was bothered by the expected date, then I wouldn't have seen how God's hand can move and expedite anything that's according to his plan. Now, you may be listening to this and saying, well, I don't have an expected date. I'm not ordering any frontage. This word doesn't apply to me. But there's something that's stopping you from doing what God is calling you to. It may not be an expected date, but it may be a health report that's stopping you from believing that God can heal you. It may be your bank account that's stopping you from making that new car purchase when you know that car is broken down and God is telling you it's time for you to upgrade. It may be the bank account that's stopping you from moving into the new place. It may be the lack of followers that's stopping you from creating a YouTube. It may be the lack of finances that's stopping you from leaving that job and stepping out into faith and doing what God is calling you to do full time. It doesn't have to be an expected date, but there's something that's standing in your way. And God is saying, the minute that you move past that thing, I can make what you're waiting for come earlier than expected. But I need you to have enough faith to not be worried about the date. I need you to have enough faith to not be worried about what you see. I need you to have enough faith to not be worried about the document, not be worried about what people think, not be worried about the bank statement. See, it doesn't just have to be a date, but it could be something else that's standing in your way from the promise that God wants to deliver to you. And he's saying it's gonna come earlier than expected, but you gotta make your move. You gotta do your part, and you can't be wavered by COVID slowing down shipping, and you can't be wavered by people thinking that you're gonna fail. He's saying it's gonna come earlier than expected, and the people won't be able to expect it. You won't be able to expect it. The computer won't be able to expect it. All I'm gonna do is move how I move, but first I need you to do what you need to do and not be wavered or fearful because of what the expected date says. So y'all know I always gotta have scripture. So let's go to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 15. I'm reading it in the MSG translation, and it says, this is Solomon pray. It says Solomon's prayer of dedication. And what Solomon said to God is, you kept your word to David, my father, your promise. You did exactly what you promised. Every detail. The proof is here before us today. And when you read it in the NIV translation, it says, you have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth, you have promised, and with your hand, you have fulfilled it. When you get an order sent out to you, or you get something shipped to you, what do they call it? Your order has been fulfilled. So when I read this verse, I was like, oh God, you really showing out with this one. It says, with your mouth, you have promised, and with your hand, you have fulfilled it. But I loved it in the MSG translation because it says, you did exactly what you promised. Every detail, the proof is here before us today. And in order for you to see your proof, you're going to have to push past whatever is trying to make you doubt. You're going to have to push past whatever is making you feel like it ain't going to come quick enough, or it's not going to happen in the right time and that you need it to happen to, or God isn't going to show up, or God isn't going to make a way. And if he does make a way, he's not going to provide enough money. He's just going to provide a little bit. Or if he does get you in a room, he ain't going to get you in the right position. You're just going to be at a lower level. You have to have faith that God is going to come through not only earlier than expected, but he's going to handle every detail, and he's going to do it in a way to where you can say, the proof is here before us today. And I see that my God does not play by the rules of this world. It doesn't matter about the expected date. It doesn't matter about my resume. It doesn't matter that I don't have the degree. It doesn't matter that the money ain't in my bank account. It doesn't matter that the people doubted me. My God is saying that it's coming earlier than expected, and when it comes, he's going to take care of every detail in that promise. He's a God of the details. He cares about the details, even the details that we think don't even make a difference. Y'all, I was pressed for it to come on my birthday, but I was still grateful and thankful that it was coming at all. But God is a God of the details. And he says, it's going to come earlier than expected. And I'm going to make sure that I get every detail in there for you. Every detail that you've prayed for, every detail that your heart desires, that's going to be included in it as well. So that you can also say, the proof is here before me today that God moves, and he moves according to his timetable and only his timetable. So today's seed is the order fulfilled seed, because your promise is on the way, and God is saying early delivery. It's coming earlier than expected. But the thing about it, y'all, that I really want y'all to pay attention to is I didn't know it was coming earlier than expected until I placed the order, until I did my part, until I made the purchase, until I stepped out on faith, until you do your part and believe in spite of what the date says, in spite of what the document says, in spite of what it looks like, until you step out and do your part, you're not even gonna know that it's gonna gonna come earlier than expected, because God wants to see your faith. Show me your faith first, and then I'll release my favor. Show me your faith first, and then you'll see my favor. Show me your faith first, and then I'll make a way out of no way. Show me your faith first, and then I'll show you how I expedite that thing to you. And it's gonna come earlier than expected. It's gonna come better than you prayed for. It's gonna come quicker than you ever would have imagined. It's gonna come in a way that covers every detail and covers the timetable that you wanted and covers every corner that you prayed for. God is saying, but I need to see your faith first so that I can release my favor to you. So today's seed is the order fulfilled seed, because God, the promise that you made for me and that you made to me, I'm gonna begin to prepare for it, because in spite of what it looks like, in spite of how long I might think that it's gonna take to come, I have faith that it's coming earlier than expected. I have faith that you've expedited my destiny. I have faith that you're gonna make a way for me to receive my harvest way quicker. I don't care how long it took them. I don't care if they've been doing it for 10 years. When it comes to me, I have favor, and my faith is gonna move forward so that I can see that it's coming earlier than expected. So if you're sowing the order fulfilled seed, you can sow that to $TheChristianBay or PayPal ZelleTheChristianBay@gmail.com. The promise is on its way. And y'all, I wrote down that COVID couldn't stop it. Shipping, USPS or whoever, they couldn't stop it. The dates that the website gave me couldn't stop it. People online or whoever fulfilling the orders, they couldn't stop it. God is saying early delivery, and it's coming earlier than expected. But you gotta show your faith first so that God can release his favor. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, we want to thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to even be on this podcast, be on this YouTube video. Thank you for using me as your vessel. Father God, I pray that this word reaches the ears that you set out for it to reach, Father God, and that they begin to act. No more sitting down and no more waiting. No more saying, I'm not going to do it because it's going to take too long. And no more staring at the date and staring at the paper and staring at the bank account and listening to what people have to say. Father God, we set ourselves free from that today, and we're going to act on what you said, because we know that you are the type of God that can expedite our destiny. You are the type of God that can send in waves when it's supposed to be a drought. You are the type of God that moves in mysterious ways, and we can never predict your next move. So why would we sit and plan for failure? Why would we sit and plan based on what the world tells us when you've called us to live on a supernatural level? So Father God, today we begin to act on faith. We put our faith first, knowing that it's going to open the door to your favor, Father God. We don't pay attention to expected dates. We don't pay attention to COVID. We don't pay attention to shipping delays. We don't pay attention to setbacks. We don't pay attention to feeling unqualified, because we know that you are the type of God that calls the unqualified. You don't have to already be qualified. We don't have to already have all the answers. We don't have to already have it figured out for you to go ahead and make your favor show up for us, Father God. So right now, today, we claim and we step into a faith that moves past any circumstances, a faith that moves past any dates or any setbacks or any skills that's lacked, Father God, and we stand for it in faith, because faith is all we need to see your favor, Father God. I pray over each and every person that's under the sound of my voice, Father God. I pray over their seeds, Father God, that their seeds reach a harvest that aligns with the favor that you attached to them when they were in their mother's womb, Father God. Today, we claim that it's coming earlier than expected. It's coming earlier than expected. I'm breaking through earlier than expected. I'm moving up earlier than expected. The new is coming earlier than expected. I'm getting a second chance earlier than expected. And I don't have to watch the expected date or the timetable, because for me, it's an early delivery. Father God, we love you and we'll forever praise your name. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. I pray that this word reaches the person that God set out for it to reach. It's coming earlier than expected. Don't allow the expected date, the paper, what's going on in the world, COVID stopping stuff, COVID making people finances decrease, shipping is stopping, people is saying it's going to be delayed. Don't worry about any of that. Faith first, so that you can see your favor next. And you'll be saying, just like in 2 Chronicles 6 and 15, the proof is here before us today. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.